Oh my gosh, Bob.
What?
We're behind.
Oh no.
And we have to put up an episode. We're recording on Wednesday and we have an empty slot on Friday.
Oh no.
Okay. Friday. Okay. 2 days.
Wow.
Okay, so this has never really happened before. We haven't really cut it this close before.
Okay, so
and do you think it's because we're just so good at this now?
Yeah, that we can. That we can just
come come up with something off the top of our heads?
Skid right up there and do an intro. You know, I don't even know what we're going to do on Friday, but it's like, welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Hey, we have an episode for you today that's really going to rock your world. I can't really say too much about it, but I can tell you this. If you stick around for the next 5 minutes, you're going to be changed. You're going to be moved in a way that will make you look at your weekend in a different way. And so we really encourage you to stick around. You're going to love this, and we'd love to hear your feedback afterwards. Enjoy.
This is so much pressure now.
Okay.
Okay, now we gotta deliver.
Yeah.
Why would you oversell it like that?
I just basically sold it now. And now we have to come up with something so good. So one of these things that we're talking about now is going to be in that episode.
Right? No, we have to do it right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking like it's going to be one of these. These are future ideas.
So
it was going to be something that we just did right now. So I knew, hey, Nick, it's this one.
Yeah.
So that we, what are we going to do?
Okay, so let's talk about something big, okay. Important.
Big and important. Mm-hmm.
We already talked about gin tomatoes. That's okay.
We'll see. They won't listen to that till later.
Okay.
So you can't cue that up that way.
Okay.
So, oh my gosh. Okay. This is so hard. Are we even podcasters? Are we even good at this?
I guess we suck at this. We made a mistake. Okay. We embarked on something a few years ago that we had no right to put ourselves into, and I guess we have to own it now.
Should we just call it Your Daily Anxiety with Bob and Anxiety?
Anxiety. I love anxiety. I'm becoming friends with anxiety. I'm reading a book called The Power of Your Thoughts.
Okay.
And it's by this Swami. Okay, I'm going to completely butcher this name, but he's amazing. His name is Swami Mukundananda.
All right.
Mukundananda. Okay, Swami Mukundananda is super smart because he's encouraging me to look at my anxiety in different ways. Not to run from it, not to fight it, not to treat it like an enemy, to treat it like somebody that I want to get to know and understand because it's a part of who I am. And the minute you give up the fight against anxiety, it becomes less anxiety because part of your anxiety is, oh, crap. I'm going through anxiety. Mm-hmm. And that's a layer of anxiety on top of the anxiety,
yeah.
Right?
It's a spiral. Yeah.
And so that simple little thought was like, all right, I can take that and I can work with it. I'm also doing meditation now taught by Thich Nhat Hanh, which was an amazing Vietnamese monk. And it's called, I am breathing in, I am breathing out. And it's just that. As you breathe
you
in,
you
just think, I'm breathing in. And you when you breathe out, I'm breathing out. And it's amazing how stupidly simple that is.
Yeah.
And yet how it brings you present because then you're just thinking about your breathing, which kind of shuts out the rest of the stuff and reminds you, you are actually in this moment. If you can feel the breeze on your face, you can feel cool water on your hands, you can feel breath going in your body and coming out of your body. And it's like, this is good. Whatever you're worried about, it's not here right now.
Yeah.
It's either back there or it's out there. And either one, we're kind of wasting this beautiful, precious thing by focusing on those. And I know this is super cliche, but I'm finding these things valuable these days. I've been through some stressful stuff recently, and it really, I'm kind of bringing it back to the basics and taking control of how I feel.
Mm-hmm. From a meditation standpoint, you know, what struck me when you were saying that is being near the ocean, being near water.
Ah.
Like, and what I was thinking about is I don't know that I'd be able to meditate in silence. It's sometimes why I have trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
Because it's too quiet.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if it would be easier for me to try something like that at the ocean where you have not music. I don't think music would help. I think music is distracting, even if you've heard it a million times, or even if it doesn't have words in it, or it's just classical or something like that. But something going on that's natural, but that can take away some of those lizard brain thoughts that are, you know, start to crop up when you just have complete silence.
Mm-hmm. This breathing in Tai Chi, they call Him Ha breathing, because when you inhale, it's a, and the exhale is a ha. And that becomes almost a soundtrack mm-hmm. while you're doing it. It is a natural sound and it's you. And so if you don't have any noise, make that the background. It's, it's a different something. I don't know. It's boring, right? But it's as interesting as you make it. It's, you know, if you really concentrate on it and you just acknowledge, I'm right here in this moment, it starts to fill up with something that's more interesting than just thinking about what you did at work yesterday. But it's hard to fight those thoughts creeping in because they want to, and we have a habit of letting them.
So at the end of it, how do you feel? When you do get that moment or several moments or a few minutes of just pushing everything else out, or at least being able to ignore it.
It's almost like a mini nap.
Really?
Okay. It is a feeling of, okay, all right. I feel a little bit better after that. But to say that I'm transformed after each session, it's not.
Yeah, I mean,
I think people who are expecting that are expecting too much. But I think what I'm finding is the cumulative of it and the acknowledgement that at any moment I can pull out. Like, I've started the habit now of, this sounds silly, but smiling. Just smiling. And realizing that when I smile, my body doesn't really know what to do with that except for to feel happy. Like, it's going, we're smiling. Okay, so let's kick in all those things that go with smiling. And all of a sudden, I start feeling happier. It goes with the concept of it's easier to act your way into a feeling some way than it is to feel your way into acting some way. And so you go with the action first. And so I smile. So I get up in the morning. I sit on the edge of my bed. The first thing I do is I smile. Then I laugh at myself for smiling because it just feels stupid. But I know it's doing something good. And then I inhale and I tell myself in. And I exhale and I tell myself out. And then I'm like, okay, I'm here. I'm ready to start this day from this spot. And it feels good. It's a good ritual. And it's so simple. So good for me.
Thanks.
Hey, try it if you like it. And if you like it, keep doing it. If you don't, try something else. You know?
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. That was a great advice from Bob, as always, my partner in life, in a podcast life, and kind of in life itself.
Yeah.
And, hey, I'm doing the outro.
I'm still here, man.
Hey, Bob, okay. I'm doing the outro.
All right, go for it. I'll try to be quiet. Go for
we're
it.
We're trying.
Okay, good. It's good. I like it. It's really good. So good. Sorry.
He just inspires me.